Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Jury selection starts this morning in the New York criminal trial against former President Donald Trump. He has denied allegations that he falsified business records to hide an alleged affair. He's also denied the affair. NPR's Andrea Bernstein says prospective jurors will get a questionnaire.
There will be a lot of potential jurors in the courtroom today. They'll be asked to respond to a series of questions. They will not be asked, who are you going to vote for in 2024? But they can be questioned on whether they or someone they're close to has worked or volunteered for or against Trump, whether they're a member of QAnon, the Oath Keepers, Antifa, or other extremist groups. And they can be asked whether they have such strong feelings about Trump, they can't be fair and impartial.
NPR's Andrea Bernstein reporting from New York. Britain's prime minister is expected to give a statement to his country's parliament later today about the UK military's role in Israel's defense. The UK is one of several Israeli allies that helped block Iranian attacks this past weekend. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from London.
In a video posted to social media, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak called Iranian attacks on Israel a dangerous and unnecessary escalation. And he said UK Royal Air Force jets helped intercept them.
I can confirm that our planes did shoot down a number of Iranian attack drones.
Sunak's Foreign Secretary David Cameron says he has been speaking with Israeli officials and urging them not to retaliate against Iran. He also says the UK is looking at imposing more sanctions on Iran. Iran says its unprecedented strikes aimed at Israel over the weekend were in retaliation for a presumed Israeli strike earlier this month on Iran's embassy compound in Damascus, which killed top Iranian military officials. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
Later today, the White House is expected to announce more federal funding for semiconductor chip factories in the United States. As NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports, plants in Central Texas are slated to receive more than $6 billion in partnership with the South Korean company Samsung.
Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says just one of the facilities in Texas will be the size of 11 football fields. The facilities will not only manufacture semiconductor chips, but also package them, which she says is significant because many chips made in the U.S. are still sent to Taiwan to be packaged. The plants will also allow Samsung to do research and development on semiconductor chips in the U.S. The White House says the new facilities will create tens of thousands of jobs, including 17,000 construction jobs and 4,500 manufacturing jobs. The funding comes from the Chips and Science Act, which President Biden signed into law in 2022. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. There are reports from Australia of a second mass stabbing. Police in Sydney, Australia, have arrested a man accused of stabbing a church bishop and several churchgoers. No deaths are reported. This follows this weekend's deadly mass stabbing, also in Sydney. Six people were killed and several others were injured. That attacker was shot and killed by a police officer. Sunny skies are in the forecast for today's Boston Marathon. Thousands of runners will be taking to the streets in the Massachusetts capital this morning for the 128th race. From member station GBH, Esteban Bustillos has more.
Every year, there's a special mix of Boston veterans and newbies who will make the 26.2-mile trek to the finish line. Matthew Klintz lives in San Antonio and is running the marathon in person for the sixth time. He also ran the virtual race in 2020. Klintz says the race's prestige is something that keeps him coming back.
It's, you know, the World Series of marathons in the world, and it's the best one to come to, and it just keeps bringing me back. I love it.
Klintz will join the nearly 30,000 other runners who will be making the journey from Hopkinton to Boston for the annual tradition. For NPR News, I'm Esteban Bustillos in Boston.
Today is Major League Baseball's Jackie Robinson Day. It's the day in 1947 when Robinson broke the color barrier, becoming the first black player to join the major leagues. Today, every MLB player wears Robinson's number 42. It was retired in 1997. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Greenlight. Want to teach your kids financial literacy? With Greenlight, kids and teens use a debit card of their own, while parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and savings in the app. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/NPR.